R&B songs tend to be on the emotional side, wronged lovers, sordid affairs, unrequited desire. It's personal stuff, and that's definitely the case on Stephen A. Clark's new album, The Lonely Roller.
Tell me that you love me, is all you ever want me to do. You want me to promise that I'll never leave you. Been having doubts about it, gotta tell the truth.
Pouring out a confession on stage or on a record is a bit surprising for someone like Stephen A. Clark. He says he was voted most quiet in his high school yearbook.
I guess for somebody who's introverted, you know, all the drama takes place in our heads, and you need somewhere to release that energy. And for me, music is just that. I mean, I can sit down and play a song and really just let it all out. And as an introvert, it's hard to ever really truly be free, I guess. And music's the closest thing to it.
Let's try some more music. This track is called Can't Have.
Still love you. Would you still believe me? Or have you moved on? Make it easy. Now you got a real good thing. Or so it seems. And no, I can't have you. I can always dream.
It sounds almost 80s.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's definitely 80s. That's probably my favorite era for pop music. And, you know, I'm a huge fan of Michael Jackson and Peter Gabriel, Tom Petty, and a lot of classic rock, Bruce Springsteen, Fleetwood Mac, stuff like that.
I read one interview in which you cited Kenny G. Now, Kenny G and R&B?
I mean, you know, I guess any young person from the 90s would have to know who Kenny G is. I mean, he was a staple. For me, at that age, he was jazz. I didn't know anything else about jazz, and he was that. He was smooth jazz and had great hair.
What about, so is there a track on this recording that where you can hear some Kenny G influence?
Let me tell you, he's such a big part of my youth that his presence is everywhere on the album. It's just his energy. It's everywhere.
So you can hear it, but where would I be able to hear it?
Maybe on Time Machine. There's a synthetic kind of saxophone thing going on there, whatever.
So what is this song about?
It's just bad timing, I guess, you know, when you're trying to be nice. At the beginning of the song, I'm trying to be nice, and you kind of realize towards the end of the song, you can't really be so nice when you're trying to get out of things, you know. It kind of just, that tends to let things drag on, and then towards the end, it's just like, you know what, you need to leave me alone, because I'm not the guy for you. I wish I could make a time machine so I could erase myself from your memory, I guess.
There are a lot of flawed characters and unhappy relationships on this album.
Yeah.
I hate to think that this is all a reflection of you.
Well, it is, unfortunately. Yeah. Makes good music, though. It helps me write.
A little bit of suffering here and there.
Oh, man. Years of suffering. So self-imposed, though. It's all because of me.
So let's listen to the title track, which I suspect is it's like the ultimate biographical title, anyway. It's called Lonely Roller.
Flew out to Vegas for the weekend, 'cause she guaranteed a good time.
So, do you identify with the Lonely Roller?
Yeah. Yeah, he's me, I am him. Just this guy wandering, running away from something. It's probably something that's good for him. But he enjoys the drama and the trouble, and he goes looking for it.
Can we imagine a time when you would have a very happy period and you would decide to write a concept album about happiness?
No. I don't know. I don't think that would ever happen. I don't know. I'm attracted to the darker side of things, you know, that for a long time fear has been a big part of my life. And it's something that, you know, of course we all change and I can maybe grow out of that, but the fear and the darker side of things has kind of always been there for me. Although I liked her, I was scared.
All black eye, lighter the darkest day. Stephen A. Clark, his new album is called The Lonely Roller. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.